14. And, well, it looks like we're not going to have a white Christmas, and then we don't particularly want it anyway. But because one of those, when the white stuff comes, I'm sure we'll get plenty of it. This marks our 44th Christmas show, and 44 consecutive years. And, well, suffice it to say, there's been a lot of water under and over the bridge during that period. But again, there are many of our listeners, indeed, who have been great supporters throughout the years. And so we want to say thank you. And thank you for sticking with us. Listen, it is fantastic. And thanks be to God. We are indeed heading into a joyous season anyway. We have traditionally on the program, going back to the first program, we've managed to make sure that we include the Clancy Brothers and the Clancy Brothers Christmas album was a huge hit, going back indeed to even before I started this program in 1970. Somewhere in the mid-60s, the Clancy Brothers, who indeed were known for taking just about any song, whether that be an Irish song or any other song for that matter, but they produced a Christmas album. And I suppose in hindsight, which is always a great thing, they might have put more Gaelic or extended the Bula Boss, the Jingle Bells song, to more than, say, 1 minute and 24 seconds. But for a song and for a tune that is so quick and rapid, I think we never get tired of hearing Bula Boss. Jingle Bells by the Clancy Brothers. Friends, you're very welcome to the Flannelly Show live from New York. Here we go. Going back to the early 70s, without a doubt, the most popular Irish tenor, somebody who had indeed, maybe for the first time, replaced the great John Count McCormick, Frank Patterson. Frank Patterson had made tremendous strides in Ireland, and definitely it was okay in the early days to compare Frank Patterson's singing with John McCormick. But, you know, even he got a bit fed up of that too and became a great, indeed, part of Irish history, the history of Irish tenors in music. But on right before Christmas, I don't have the year, Frank Patterson released a song, When a Child is Born, and it showed up on his album, Silent Night, Christmas Favorites. Frank Patterson, When a Child is Born. Welcome to IrishRadio.com, broadcasting live, simulcasting worldwide. Christmas favorite on both sides of the Atlantic. Friends, tourism Ireland, you know, all across the Emerald Isle preparations are underway at this point for 2015, the year to remember. You know, from the Irish Open at Royal County Down Golf Club in May, to the year-long cultural celebration of W.B. Yeats, you'll find a wealth of new reasons to visit Ireland. And, you know, to whet the appetite, you might want to find, you know, you might want to log on to Ireland.com. There are, you'll get tons of information, including you know, the Ireland's top 10 pick of maybe some activities and places to go that you didn't even think of before. Obviously, at this point, and for this Christmas, it's no surprise at all to know there's record numbers of visitors from the United States. Some of them going home to Ireland for Christmas, and others just wanting to capture the historic, wonderful, unique feeling of Christmas in the home of their ancestors. It's a great time, and for those who are heading for Ireland, many have left already, but this weekend in particular, if you haven't had an opportunity to plan your Christmas in Ireland, you'd be lucky if you even get a seat at this point. However, for those who are heading out to Ireland, have a great time. And for those who might be thinking of a trip, even if you're not thinking of a trip to Ireland for 2015, let me tell you, if you log on to Tourism Ireland's website, ireland.com, let me tell you, there are so many added good reasons to go to Ireland during 2015. And fair play to Ireland, they have rolled out the green carpet for 2015. And of course, it's all news now that record numbers of tourists from North America are indeed adding to the great atmosphere that Ireland has to offer. That is ireland.com. Ireland.com. The Irish Tenors Christmas album brings us Mary, Did You Know?
helpless lamb, and a sleeping child you're holding is the great high.
Well done. Good stuff there. Foster and Ellen, an old Christmas card.
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty car, and it brings back sweet memories to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morning when I found it. These are first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if I fear all the long lines of tears. It's the memory of an old Christmas
Obviously, we're very happy to, we're very happy to be around in the first place, but we're also very happy, friends, to acknowledge that without our sponsors, this program, of course, would not be heading into now our 45th year. We've had many loyal sponsors throughout, throughout the now 4.5 decades. The first sponsor of our program, going back to 1970, was Frank Mokler of Patrick's Pub. It went the way of many other Irish establishments, in the last decade. and indeed throughout the decades. But we had, indeed it was through Frank Mokler and his brother Pat, that we got off the ground in the first place. And Frank and Pat Mokler are still doing fine, still around and enjoying retirement. But we should acknowledge, and we do want to acknowledge, that you know, without the Mucklers and Patrick's Pub, we wouldn't have gotten off the ground to begin with. Very shortly after that, as a matter of fact, within weeks, as you might expect, our next sponsor was the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein. And from that day, you know, to this, they have been indeed among our primary sponsors. And so to Brian O'Dwyer and to the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein, and indeed to the O'Dwyer family, of which we're very proud to be related. Speaking indeed of not being around in the first place, were it not for the tremendous loyalty of my own uncle, Paul O'Dwyer, you wouldn't have had the Durkin family, ironically, all now of our generation, all dead and gone. The Byrne family from Kilkelly. Again, these are all nephews and from Ireland. Brought all of us to this great country. So, you know, as we reflect at this Christmas time, I think we also ought to give some thought to those who made the road possible to be in the best country in the world, bar none. So, happy Christmas to the Mokler family, to the O'Dwyer family, to your family, and to mine. The Flannelly Show, live from New York. Easiest way, friends, to get in touch with us, and in this world of instant communication, drop us an email, info@irishradio.com. info@irishradio.com. You are listening to us on irishradio.com. Again, worldwide. Our programs are simulcast throughout the world. The program originates and comes from New York City, and indeed, we can't remember a time when we were not broadcasting on WVNJ 1160 on the AM dial. Here, it is indeed it's our affiliation. With WVNJ is also something that we're very proud of. I think we're the longest running program on WVNJ at this time, 1160 on the dial. We also want to acknowledge and wish a happy Hanukkah to the Warsaw family. Let's take a song from Joe McPartland, and according to him anyway, "You're All I Want for Christmas."
On Christmas Eve, when I was young, the way we look forward to twilight, for when darkness fell, it was Christmas night, the greatest night of all the year. We young lads would be up at the crack of dawn that morning to have the house ready for the night. Berry holly would have to be cut and brought in to deck out the windows, the top of the dresser, along the back of the settle and the clevy. We'd bring in ivy too, and put a sprig of laurel behind the pictures above the lintel of the door and around the fireplace. But we wouldn't overdo it, or if we did, my mother would make us cut it down a bit, reminding us that she'd like to feel that she was in her own house for Christmas and not in the middle of a wood. Well, the transformation we could bring about in the kitchen with all that greenery. But we weren't finished yet. the Christmas candles would have to be prepared. These candles were of white tallow, as thick as the handle of a spade and nearly as tall. In some houses, they'd scoop out a hole in a big turnip and they'd put the candle sitting into that. A big crock we'd use, we'd put the candle standing into it, and then we'd pack it around with sand. And when the candle was firm in position, we'd spike sprigs of holly or laurel into the sand about the candle. And we'd have colored paper, too, to put around the outside of the crock to take the bare look off it. With that same colored paper, the girls in the family, if they were anywhere handy, could make paper flowers to decorate the holly. Then what would cap it all is if you had a length of young ivy and spiral it up around the candle. It looked lovely. That done, we'd go through the same maneuver until there was a candle in a crock for every window in the house. Then we'd be praying for night to fall, for you couldn't see the right effect until the candles were lit. That honor of lighting the candles would fall to the youngest in the house. My father would lift him up, saying, "In Anamanahar, in the name of the Father and of the Son." And when the child had blessed himself, he would put a lighting spill to the candle. And from that candle, the other candles would be lit. And we'd be half gasped with excitement, enjoying the great blaze of light. There was no electricity at that time. Running from the rooms to the kitchen and out into the yard to see what the effect was like from the outside. Then, when we'd get tired of looking at the candles on our own windows, we'd turn and try to name the neighbors' houses as the bunches of lights came on. Two windows here and three windows there, across the dark countryside and away up to the foot of the hills. And as sure as anything, someone would be late, and we'd rush into my mother saying, "Faithin, there's no light on yet in Kelly's." "Go down on your knees," my mother would say. Well, the time she'd pick for it, just as the salt ling was ready and the white onion sauce and the potatoes steaming over the fire.
Probably one of Ireland's greatest Shanahee's storytellers, there, Eamon Kelly from A Christmas Time in Ireland album, on a Paddy Noonan release. From I'm trying to bring you as much Irish music and Irish renditions in story and song from the decades.
Listen to my story, and I'll take you back with me. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest city you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors say a call. And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it is to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. And handing you no Blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The features.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest city you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors say a call. And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. And handing you no Blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks.
Okay, I was going to say that Christmas in Killarney there, again from Paddy Noonan's Irish Christmas. It featured there Marie Francis, and that song, and indeed many others for that time. Really a delight. I suppose if we are to look back on the albums and the Irish albums, Christmas in particular, we'd have to hand it to Paddy Noonan. He and his wife Margaret owned Regal Irish Records, and of course Paddy, being as popular as he has been through the decades, he would have many vocalists and entertainers who would have joined his band and then kind of moved on from. Moved on from there. Many of them went on to form their own bands and groups. But yes, we'd have to hand it to Paddy Noonan for that. Friends, you are listening to Irish Radio and irishradio.com, The Flannelly Show. Another song from early Rigo Christmas time in Ireland days. We've heard there have been many renditions of it, but this particular one we're about to hear is from Tommy Mulvihill, who is still a very active band leader, musician, and at the time, this would not have been. This was probably one of the songs that I'm not sure whether it was Bing Crosby or wherever he got it, but is the type of Irish American version of a song that is still very much around. And Tommy Mulvihill actually, to this day, I think renders the best version of it. Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. As I sat at my window last evening, the letterman brought them to me. A little gilt-edged invitation saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Sure, I knew that the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. Now there were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon, too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries. And the crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sugar would build up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating the slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to taste it, but really there wasn't no use. They worked it out over an hour, and they couldn't get none of it loose. Till Kelly came in with a hatchet, and Murphy came in with a saw. That cake was enough by the powers to paralyze any man's jaw. Now there were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon, too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and the crust that was nailed on the glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Should have filled up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice if he'd eaten the slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and drinking away. So she fell over Flanagan's Brogan and spilled the homebrew of her tea. Oh, Bill Dooley, she cried, you're not eating. Try a little bit more for my sake. No thanks, Mrs. Fogarty, says I, but I'd like the receipt of that cake. Now there were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon, too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and the crust that was nailed on the glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. Sugar filled up a fine stomach cake. It would kill a man twice if we're eating the slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Maloney was took with the colic. McNulty complained of his head. McFadden lay down on the sofa, and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Daly fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake. While every man swore he was poisoned for eating Miss Fogarty's cake. Now there were plums and prunes and cherries. There were citrons and raisins and cinnamon, too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and the crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, which would build up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice if he'd eaten the slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Hey! Friends, Irish Radio Network USA, the Flannelly Show, live from New York. And again, our interviews and highlights of our programs are archived at irishradio.com. We will, let's see. Maybe it's time to rig the jig and get a Christmas Eve set here from the album Stormy Brew. Friends, if you're looking for something very Irish to experience this weekend, you don't have to go much further than the Irish Repertory Theatre. Now, playing until January 4th, the New York premiere of a beautiful new musical, A Christmas Memory. And indeed, it's based on a short story by Truman Capote, directed by Charlotte Moore, is taking place right now at the Irish Rep. Let me give you the telephone number, 212-727-2737, and this is A Christmas Memory is being performed at the Irish Rep, temporarily located at the DR2 Theatre at 103 East 15th Street. I think you'll enjoy it. And anyway, get if you get on to that website, you'll get that information too. It's something very, very nice. I'm not sure, but I think maybe the Irish Arts Centre Christmas show, which is headed by Paddy Maloney, is taking place at Symphony Space this weekend. So, anyway, I'll get more information on this. Anyway, okay? As well, there's a lot of shuffling going on here in the background, but I'm sure we'll be learning together what that's all about. Okay. All right, we'll check this one out, too. Friends, Dal Dunican will sing a song first. And if you don't know the lyrics of this song here, it's simply because you're not trying hard enough. Dal Dunican.
You'd better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gotta find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so pick up for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. With little tin horns, little toy drums, Rudy Toot Toots and Rubber Tum Tums, Santa Claus is coming to town. And curly-head dolls to toddle and coo, elephant boats and kitty cars too, Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boyland will have a jubilee, 'cause they're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. So you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming.
Christmas Eve. When Timmy Conway was 6 years of age, his father died, and his mother was left a widow with 5 children, ranging from age 7 to 1 year. The boys, Donnie, Timmy, Chris, and the girls, Josephine and Anne. His father had been a commercial traveller and also had a butcher's shop at 5 North Main Street, Naas. This she converted to a toy shop. Christmas was vital, having a family to support with the only income from the shop. The following poem reflects Timmy's memories of Christmas Eve in the shop.
I remember Christmas Eve in our shop. My mother, a young widow. We, her helpers. The shelves laden with ties, boxes of snakes and ladders, cowboy sets of the Rango and the Cisco Kid, prams, dolls, nurses' outfits, sweets, lemonade, cap guns, and the long Christmas stockings filled with adventure. The shop door opened with a prayer to St. Martin and our dead father Christie. The hum of Christmas Eve, the till ringing, my mother's voice shrill with business. Outside, the ice wind burned the cobwebs, people muffled, and their breaths whitened the morning air. All day they came into our shop, young servers, my brothers and sisters at their positions, I at the till, knew my shop mathematics as Einstein knew his formula. Towards evening, spaces opened in the shelves, my mother's instinct for selling. We remained at our places all day and only glimpsed the town. This was our Christmas Eve. The joy of my mother darting here and there, excited with selling. At 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, the Angelus bell came into our shop. The selling was stopped, and my mother led the prayers with a special novena that the big doll she had taken a chance on would sell. Soon it too was gone. Then she let out her famous clear roar, and we cheered the young woman. At 8 o'clock in the night, I took a break and went uptown. Fairy lights in the shop windows filled the pavement with stars. Lighted candles welcomed the Holy Family. Paddy Hackett, teasing his steps, taking 2 forward and 1 back, balancing himself against the wall and laughing loudly. A lone balladeer on the pavement, singing down by the glen side through a paper cone and totally ignored. Tommy Lewis dancing wild steps to a tinker's accordion, then collapsing in a drunken state. Jack Welch filling a small group with laughter, telling a story he had told a million times.
On the parade, George. The sergeant major roared, "Did you stay this morning, Welch?" "No." "No what?" said the sergeant major. "No blade. I was sent to the guardhouse for 3 days.
And they laughed at his laughing. Tom Bryan, summing up an approach to life, "Just hold the head below the water, lads. just hauled ahead below the water. Chief Joe up in the square, selling an alarm clock.
Not for 10 bob, 7 and 6, 5 bob, hold on son, I'm not finished yet. Not for 4 bob, 3 bob, but for 2 and 6, with a rope thrown in to tie up your missus, and a mouse trap to tickle her toes.
When the bell rang for midnight mass, the door of our shop was closed. The light in the window turned off and the counting began. A desperate knock to the window. My mother's best lines. Just made it, he said. Just made it. He wished my mother happy Christmas, and his wife giggled as she warbled on the shop floor. My mother interpreted her mumbles, and we wrapped their parcels. They both attempted to sing Adeste Fideles, but my mother called on them to be quiet, and my brother Chris sang it beautifully.
Adeste Fideles, Leti Triomphantes, Venite, Venite, in Bethlehem. Natum videte, Regem Angelorum, Venite adoremus, Venite adoremus, Venite adoremus, Dominum.
The shop was filled with goodbyes as the two staggered into the dark street, pushing the mass-goers aside. Again the door was bolted, and the counting recommenced. The notes put to one side, the coins packed in small bags. Donny and my mother counted, and the Christmas ritual began. Chris and I were quiet. Joe and Anne were in bed waiting for Santa, the scratch from her pencil. Suddenly the wait was over, and she called out,
£250, 3 shillings and 4 pence.
Yahoo!
Our cheers filled the many vacant spaces. Again prayers. Thank you, Christy, our Father, and our Christmas celebrations began.
Timmy Conway. They're from my Christmas childhood. Let's get to a song indeed made famous by Willie Nelson, but here is the Eddie Quinn's version of Pretty Paper.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbon of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. By him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nice. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Better not, much too busy. You better hurry, my time does fly. in the distance, the ringing of laughter. In the midst of the laughter, he cried. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbon.
Christmas in Killarney, Sister Mary Beata, from Christmas Joy.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see. Listen to my story, and I'll save you. The prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney. With all the folks at home, it's right, you know, to kiss your bow on cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father's gone before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand you feel to click your heels and drive in the fun of the chicken meal. I'm happy you don't mind me, the life you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney, with all of the folks at home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father's gone before he.
Alton from Celtic Christmas, Solstice na Nulag, the season of Christmas. Okay, Michelle Mulcahy, tearing away here from Celtic Sojourn. Not exactly tearing away, but... Mummer's Jigs here from Phil, John, and Pip Murphy from A Real Irish Christmas. You know, friends, as this is our last program before Christmas, obviously we could and should acknowledge that the programs here, I've already acknowledged our sponsors, Quinnipiac University, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, O'Dwyer and Bernstein, the Irish Repertory Theatre, of course, Tom Moran, and Mutual of America, Brian Stack from CIE Tours, Tourism Ireland. But, you know, all of this is terrific. But the person actually who makes this program happen, and indeed all programs on irishradio.com, including the Glucksman Ireland House NYU Irish Radio Hour, which begins at 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings here, is Áine Sheridan. Áine, who is the executive producer of all programming and is president of Flannelly Promotions and Irish Radio Network. Áine and myself and all of us want to send greetings to the Sheridans, the Sheridan family in Longford in Ireland, Daddy Sheridan in particular, Tommy Sheridan, Mary and her family in England, and Brother Porrick and his family in Canada. Now, Áine rarely suggests a song, but she did suggest this one, Bring Me Ireland for Christmas by Pat Murphy. So from Áine and us to Sheridans, near and far, happy Christmas.
Thank you. Dear Santa, I write this letter. Here's what I'm wishing for. That magic spot where the shamrock grows. Church bells ring and mistletoe. Frost on every window pane. The season that will never change. Where could it be but Aaron God? That's the gift for me. Bring me Ireland for Christmas. Bring the blarney stone. And bring the electric bunny. Call me day by the phone. The beautiful River Shannon. And the shores of Donegal. Ireland for Christmas. The best gift of all.
To see the family gathered round the Christmas tree. Mama in the kitchen singing your time melody. Daddy with his old favorite pipe. Children with their toys. Your fire burning brightly. Irish memories and joy. Bring me Ireland for Christmas. Bring the glory stone. And bring the electric money. Galway Bay by the phone. The beautiful River Shannon. And the shores of sunny Galway. Ireland.
And for equal time, I want to play a song that we played every single solitary Christmas show, going back to the first our first Christmas show in 1970. It was a song that was a favorite song of my daughter Linda. And, well, I won't tell you how old she was then. But then, each Christmas, we would add, of course, to Linda Flannelly, then there would be Paul, and then Eileen Flannelly, and Kathleen. Then the next generation would come along, and we'd have Gavin Enright, Linda and Frank's son, and Fallon Enright, the daughter. And, you know, when Anya came in to the family, then, of course, we had Patricia, Gosuski, and Daniel. So I always had a reason to play this song, except that it has no Irish connotation whatsoever. But my excuse this year is that, I was, and we all were, delighted to welcome the newest member to our family, and indeed, the music is in him. And his name, my new grandson, is Sebastian Paul Puerta. The Paul bit comes from, you know, his uncle Paul Flannelly, and of course his granduncle Paul O'Dwyer. Here's the song. And again, for the 44th consecutive years, well, here it is. You'll figure it out for yourself.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
Yeah, baby,
yeah. Ready, Alvin?
Ready when you are, baby.
To the parents, Kathleen and Andre, and to Sebastian Paul. What's up? Just in case you think that you're not at all of the kids, the generations, that they really, you know, tuned in every Christmas show to hear that song, each and every one of them said, you know, Dad, Granddad, drop it. Okay. So I'm delighted that this year, that my newest grandson, Sebastian Paul is going along with this. He hasn't said a word yet, so I might as well take advantage of that before he decides to join the others and say, could you pick something else for God's sake? Friends, we're coming to the end of a program, except that traditionally on our Christmas shows, you know, we're inundated on both sides of the Atlantic with, you know, all of the Christmas songs, Christmas hymns, Christmas music, and but there is a tradition in Ireland too. It does not all end on Christmas Day. We have the 12 days of Christmas. As a matter of fact, Christmas continues until small Christmas night, or the small Christmas day, little Christmas, on January 6th. So whatever tunes we didn't get to play today, we have time. So for next week, and indeed the following week's programs, we will continue with a great collection of Irish music and music from Christmases past. In the meantime, Áine Sheridan and myself, Adrian Flannelly, want to wish each and every one of you a very, very happy Christmas. And for those who, like ourselves and like myself, have had the passing of family members through the year, the most recent being my brother Enda, who just passed away on the 1st of December. We will have, hopefully, combined with the tinge of sadness, we will have some great memories of Christmases and Christmases past. May this one be fantastic for you and yours. Anya Sheridan, the Sheridans, myself, Flannelly's, O'Dwyer's, Burns, and our families from both sides of the Atlantic wish you a very, very happy Christmas. Anytime, join us on IrishRadio.com. God bless. Thanks for listening.